Act 1, Scene 5.
What the fuck? That was Happy Roads. You were singing a Happy Roads song.
It's you.
What's me?
I just saw you.
Well, we were both in there.
No, I mean, I saw you behind my eyes.
I walked right by your table on my way out. So what?
So I was at the table. I got this blinding pain and there was your face for just a second behind my eyes and then it was gone.
No way. That's so weird. That's so... Wow. That's great.
It is.
For my podcast. You have to let me interview you. You get some psychic vision of me and then I hear you singing Happy Roads? That's no coincidence. I mean, how many people even know who Happy Roads is? And we find each other like this. Wow!
Why do you have two heads?
If I ever meet myself, I'll hit myself so hard, I won't know what's hit me.
Bo just looks at her like she's got two heads, not getting the reference. Suddenly, Serena jumps into the back seat, breathless. Like she's just outrun someone. Serena settles herself before taking notice of the others.
There you are. Our autograph hour is up, finally. Oh, I mean, I love the fans, don't get me wrong, but...
Oh, who are you?
Oh, wow! You're Serena Hartwell!
And you're cute as a button!
Two heads are better than one. I didn't think you had any friends but me, Bobo.
Anywho, there's an after party, and I want the free booze, so you're taking me. I ditched the bodyguards in Mad Max, so we're golden.
Just because you get me gigs doesn't mean you can boss me around.
Serena leans forward to give Bo a disbelieving expression. Serena applies makeup in the rearview mirror through the rest of this conversation.
Okay, free booze sounds good to me.
You're not driving. I can smell the weed. Got any more, by the way?
Well, I'm not driving. I've been sipping vodka in the water bottle all day.
I guess you drive, Double Vision.
Me?
You. No, I don't want some stranger driving my car.
She's not a stranger, she's Greta.
She's our Greta! And she's here to take care of us because we are too wasted and stupid to take care of ourselves. She is the universe's gift to our cause. So say thank you and stop whining.
Fine.
Bo continues lying there with his eyes slitted half shut. Greta gets out of the car, goes around front, and opens Bo's door, causing him to half fall out reluctantly. He gets clumsily out, almost trips, and steps on her foot. She reacts as he motions an apology, then trips again, heading around the back of the car. Greta's expression holds incredulity. She shakes her head and gets in, awkwardly raising the driver's seat as she slumps in the other side. Keys are in the ignition.
Good. But you know, it's still early and I'm starving. Driver, find us a fast food joint, pronto.